Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. Lucy Letby, a 33-year-old neonatal nurse, sat in the austere confines of Manchester Crown Court, her eyes swimming with a mixture of fear, dread, and profound sadness. Accused of the unthinkable, of causing the deaths of 7 infants and attempting to murder 10 others, she was a picture of desolation, all the while vehemently denying her charges. As the stark courtroom walls echoed with a relentless questioning, Letby's life, once filled with the innocence of newborn cries, was slowly unraveled, revealing a tapestry of despair and isolation. Lucy's world had revolved around the neonatal unit of the Countess of Chester Hospital, a place where life began and, tragically, often ended too soon. An increase in the mortality rate had been noticed by Letby and her team, a trend that coincided with a rise in babies born with complex medical needs. Now, though, her competence was under the microscope, and she found herself the common factor in these heartbreaking occurrences. Her world was suddenly appended, pulled from the unit she loved. She was thrust into a clerical role, a move she perceived as a direct accusation. The strain of the situation, the feeling of betrayal, and the overwhelming fear of losing her job led her spiraling into depression, culminating in a visit to her GP and a prescription for antidepressants. Plagued with guilt and fear, Letby's psyche was a stormy sea of self-recrimination and torment. Notes penned during her darkest moments were uncovered during her arrest, revealing the depth of her despair. One note stood out, a grim testament to her internal struggle. "I'll never have children or marry. I'll never know what it's like to have a family." Letby explained that the fear of being labeled as incompetent, of being seen as the cause of such tragedies, had led her to feel she didn't deserve a family of her own. The court listened as Letby voiced her sense of isolation, her feelings of guilt for something she vehemently denied doing. She spoke of her love for her job, the pride her parents had in her achievements, and the devastation of being removed from the unit she considered her second home. The fear of being deemed responsible for the collapses and deaths of the babies had driven her to consider suicide, a thought that led to the stark note, "Kill myself right now," overwhelming fear and panic. Despite her personal despair, Letby's professional concern for the neonatal unit remained. She highlighted the issues plaguing the unit: inadequate staffing levels, lack of necessary equipment, and suboptimal environmental conditions. She spoke of the physical and emotional strain the staff endured, the lack of support offered during the high mortality rates, and the issues arising from the lack of readily available equipment. Her concern for her patients was evident in her admission that there had been delays in care due to the need to fetch equipment from other units. The prosecution presented damning evidence against Letby, charts and heat maps showing her presence during each incident, making her the only common factor across all 24 columns. Despite this, Letby maintained her innocence, her voice firm and steady as she denied causing the deaths of the babies. The final question of the grueling interview was how she felt, to which she replied, "I'm just a bit exhausted now." It was a simple statement, a quiet surrender to the relentless onslaught of accusations and questions, yet it held a profound resonance. The trial, now in its 25th week, was a grueling ordeal for all involved. Letby, a once respected and loved nurse, now sat accused of horrendous crimes, her name linked to a series of heartbreaking incidents. As the prosecution closed its case against her at 3:24 p.m., the tension in the room was palpable, and one could almost hear the collective breath being held by all present. Throughout the trial, Letby's lawyers painted a picture of a dedicated nurse who loved her job and cared deeply for her tiny patients. They argued that she was a victim of circumstance, caught in an unfortunate series of events that coincided with her presence, leading to a tragic misinterpretation. They pointed out that she had been one of the most involved members of the team, often picking up extra shifts and working overtime, which could explain her constant presence during the incidents. The defense also emphasized the issues that Letby herself had raised during her interview: the poor staffing levels, lack of equipment, and the strain it had put on the team. They argued that these systemic issues were more likely to have caused the rise in mortality rates rather than any deliberate action on Letby's part. It was a challenging task to defend a woman so vehemently accused, yet they presented their arguments with a confidence born of faith in her innocence. In the courtroom, the families of the victims watched the proceedings with a mix of anger, grief, and confusion. The trial was a long and painful ordeal, reopening old wounds and forcing them to relive their worst nightmares. They looked to the jury, hoping for justice, praying for closure. Meanwhile, Letby sat, her life laid bare for everyone to see, her darkest thoughts and fears exposed. The trial wasn't just about proving her innocence or guilt. It was about understanding her mental state, the immense pressure she was under, and the heartbreaking loneliness she felt when removed from her beloved unit. Throughout it all, Letby remained steadfast in her denial of the charges against her. Her simple statement, "No," when asked if she was responsible for the deaths, echoed in the courtroom, a beacon of her unyielding assertion of innocence. Despite the evidence presented against her, she clung to the belief that she had always done her best for the babies she cared for. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.